The Lake George Music Festival was founded 3 years ago with the goal of bringing some of the world's most promising musicians to Lake George. As executive director of the festival, Alexander Lombard has seen his vision of bringing free classical music to the people thrive. This year, the festival opens Friday and runs through August 22nd. It will, once again, bring celebrated composers and an original composition to audiences in Lake George. 70 musicians, including some of the most prestigious names in classical music, will perform at venues around the village. Alexander Lombard joins us this morning, as does Barbara Kolarova and the festival's artistic director and music director, Roger Kalia. Thank you very much for being with us. It's a pleasure to have you all here.
Thank you so much.
So, Alexander, how did this all come about originally?
You know, between the three of us, Roger, Barbara, and I, we've had just this dream of bringing classical music to Lake George for really the first time since the days of Georgia O'Keeffe and Alfred Stieglitz and Marcella Sembrick. I'm really pleased that the community has really embraced this festival and it's taken off quite quickly.
So the goal is what? What do you ultimately want to accomplish in the short time that you are in the village?
That's right. In our one-week festival, we want people to just really live this living, breathing art form and to be really a part of it, kind of reminiscent of those glory days of Lake George.
So you bring composers are very much part of the mix.
Yes. That's definitely our mission as a nonprofit, to make sure classical music continues to evolve. So we are very passionate about supporting living composers.
When you think, Roger, of the music that you want to bring in, are you looking for something specific? Are you very open-minded? How does that work?
Well, it's a very eclectic mix, I'd say. We are giving the world premiere of a brand new piece by a good friend of ours. He's a composer named Brendan Fagry, and then we're also doing standard repertoire, more traditional repertoire by, for example, Beethoven, Shostakovich, and Rossini, which is on the concert I'm conducting, the final orchestra concert. So it's a real mix of composers.
In conducting something like this, what kind of challenge is it bringing in these musicians in ultimately a short time and working on music
the biggest challenge would be, I'd say, bringing together musicians from all over the country in four rehearsals. These are all top of the line musicians. For example, we have the concertmaster of Kansas City Symphony, Noah Geller, coming. We also have a violinist from the Dallas Symphony, Eunice Keems. So these are some of the top musicians in the country. But I'd say the challenge is making sure everything comes together in a short period of time when you have musicians from all over playing for the very first time.
And that playing for the first time is really the whole, part of the point, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. This is a wonderful collaborative experience for not only these prestigious musicians that Rogers mentioned, but our wonderful roster of conservatory musicians. They're all coming here and learning from each other and bringing this music to the community.
So as a music director, what does this mean for you?
Well, she's really the director of artistic operations.
I apologize. So, yeah. As artistic director, I apologize.
It's open.
So you have an artistic director, a music director, mm-hmm. and what are you, Alex?
The executive director.
Excellent. Yes. So a lot of directors.
Okay. That's right. It's a little confusing.
All right. So
sometimes.
What do you direct? What are you in charge of?
Well, I'm in charge of the chamber music and the chamber music concerts. So we have 70 musicians coming, and I put them in chamber music groups and program all the pieces for the chamber music concerts. We have seven of them this season.
So as artistic director, getting everyone together and figuring out the overall, how it's gonna roll out, how it's gonna work.
Right. I usually have to know what they play, like what they sound like, or get to know them a little bit from what I read online about them or from their application, and then I try to put them in groups and I try to make the group based on what I know about them.
This is like finding a dorm for students, right?
Right.
I mean,
pretty much.
Well, which
yeah,
kids true, will get
yeah.
along the
right.
best together?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works.
And that I would think that can be kind of fun and say, oh, well, this should work together. This person is really great at this. This person is really great at that. Put mm-hmm. them together, boom, we have magic.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's a lot of fun to see it all coming together once mm-hmm. everything is set.
Have you been doing this since the beginning?
Yes, since the beginning.
How mm-hmm. have you seen it? What have you learned along the way?
Well, it always worked out. I was very pleased. Mm-hmm. Every time the group sounded great and people had a lot of fun, so that's the most important part.
Well, you get very talented people like yourself knowing what they're doing and then giving, you know, people who know what they're doing, doing it. Mm-hmm. I assume it definitely works out.
Oh, yeah. And each year, actually, the orchestra evolves more and more. There's always, you're always pleasantly surprised when you first get there. You never know what to expect, but in the end, everything comes together.
Right. Everyone's there for the music and, you know, to learn from each other. So it's always a positive mm-hmm. experience.
When you think about, we had some a summer music festival on yesterday. There are several festivals that we've been talking about on the program over the last several weeks. You can never have enough. First of all, you can never have enough festivals. You can never have enough music festivals. But you see yourself doing something different, I assume, than most groups. I mean, mm-hmm. it has a mission that is different.
Right. A lot of festivals, they have this division between faculty and students. With our festival, the Lake George Music Festival, everyone is there as an equal. We have professional musicians playing in the same chamber group as a conservatory musician. So there's no division at all between faculty and students.
Do you all play and perform as part of the festival?
Barbara does as a violinist, yes, and of course Roger is a conductor, but myself, yeah. I'm behind the desk most of the time.
Mm-hmm, yeah, he does play piano. He's a great pianist. But
musical background.
So they haven't employed you yet? You haven't gotten into the...
We'll see. We're talking about maybe doing a concerto next year.
Excellent.
Bringing him up.
No, all three of you are young, so how did this... are you originally from... What is your Lake George connection?
I'm originally from Queensbury, the next town over.
Yep.
And I've always seen the need for this in Lake George Village, especially. And I feel the need... you have this beautiful lake. Let's bring some arts and culture to the community as well. It's a perfect mix.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you bring in people that you knew who were,
right.
were good at what they do.
Exactly. That's right.
Give us a sense. This is 3 years. You're in your third year now?
Correct.
So what have the 2 years been like? How has it grown? How have audiences embraced this?
The audience is the number one thing. I mean, we started out not knowing what to expect. I mean, this is an audience Lake George has never seen, a classical music festival, and maybe has never seen Beethoven Symphony performed by the lake. So we didn't know what to expect, but the community has really embraced this. I mean, our concerts have been full every night so far,
mm-hmm.
And it's keep getting bigger and bigger, more volunteers, more sponsors. So I think people really like the idea.
And you are a traveling band of musicians. I mean, you go from one place to the other, from pillar to post, as my mother would say.
Right.
Yeah, it's in this field you move around a lot. The three of us have known each other quite for a long time. Actually, me and Alex knew each other from the Crane School of Music,
yep.
SUNY Potsdam, and all of us have done numerous music festivals. So we've used essentially these models of festivals that we've participated in, and we've combined it into one. And essentially, we're here to dispel the notion that classical music is an elitist art form. You know, it's for everyone.
Yeah. And you play at a variety of venues throughout the Lake George region when you play, right?
Of course, yes. Our main concerts are in the local churches. There's three of them. We bounce around each night. And our final orchestra concert is in Shepherd Park. But throughout the day, we're all over the place, in hotels, the art gallery, the museum, mm-hmm. the library, in the park. It's really filling the village with classical music.
And then people, I assume some of them want to go on purpose, and the others you sort of surprise if you're in the library performing.
Exactly. We actually had this series this year called Art Attacks, where really our musicians...
That's exactly what it is. Clever name.
Yeah, very nice. Yes.
Yeah. So a lot of people, we feel, maybe a little bit apprehensive about classical music. They're not sure that this type of music is for them. They may not want to go to a formal concert. So really, we're just going to attack them with this music. We're going to totally impromptu, unannounced, going to walk into a shop or a restaurant or a bar and start playing classical music.
And so far, they've been okay with that.
Yeah, and people are really curious about this music. They hear it on the radio or they hear it in a movie. They like it. But somehow there's a stigma associated with the music that maybe prohibits them from going to a concert. But we're trying to break that here in Lake George. Mm-hmm.
The festival opens Friday and runs through August 22nd. You can find out more by going to LakeGeorgeMusicFestival.com. LakeGeorgeMusicFestival.com, again, opens Friday and runs through August 22nd. Check out the website for the complete schedule. Alexander and Roger and Barbara, thank you so much for being with us. A great pleasure, and have a delightful time in the Lake George region and visiting the Queen of American Lakes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Again, the festival runs through the 22nd. LakeGeorgeMusicFestival.com for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.